Welcome back for another interview on our in-depth PSA show. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen, and in the studio is Jamie Klund with the Reno Blues Society. Jamie, how are you, bud?
Hey, good morning, Ian. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Reno Blues Society, give us the lowdown. How long has this society been around? What kind of inspired it? That sort of thing.
Well, we've been around 26 years, and a bunch of blues musicians kind of got together and thought there should be a blues society, so they did that. And, of course, I'm not a musician, and you know, now we have, and even back then, we had non-musicians that were part of it.
Right.
But we try to promote blues music in the area. And how we do that, you know, we support obviously local acts, but we also try to bring in regional and national blues acts to promote blues music. And most of the dances that we do, well, we're a 501c3, we're a nonprofit.
Yeah.
But we'll usually have a beneficiary of those proceeds.
Right.
And so this particular dance, our Halloween dance, the third year we've done a Halloween dance, but the 26th year we've done a fall dance for benefits for veterans. It's our Halloween dance. And October 26th, we're real excited about it. I can't speak for the very early years, but it's been a long time for this particular dance that we've brought in a headliner. We've traditionally just used local bands for it so we could keep our costs down and give all the proceeds to local veterans organizations.
Right.
Well, this year we're bringing in Chris Kane, who's a legendary blues guitarist and vocalist. You know, he's got heavy influences from B.B. King and Albert King and Albert Collins. And I'll tell you, if you hear this guy and see this guy, he just loves playing the guitar, just loves performing. And he's a blues guitarist virtuoso. So we're real excited about that.
That's awesome.
And we've also got two other bands. Attic Rats will open up, which is they're kind of a classic rock band, but they also do some blues. And then we have the Buddy Emmer Band, which is a blues band. They've been around here for about 25 years.
Wow.
A very, very good following. And so it's going to be 4 hours of just great music. We'll have costume contests. And again, all those proceeds will go to local veterans organizations.
That's fantastic. And like you mentioned before we started recording that, like, because you have a headliner, because you have some costs, you had to raise ticket prices. But like, really thinking about it, you didn't raise them by that much.
We didn't raise it that much. It's $30.
Yeah.
And we've got an added bonus that for RBS members, they'll get a $5 drink ticket when they come there. So they buy their ticket either at the door, if they buy it ahead of time, and we'll talk about that where they can get tickets ahead of time. They'll get a $5 drink ticket. So it's really $25 for them. So, but if you're a non-member, it's $30. And yeah, that's for 4 hours of music and for including a headliner. It's a heck of a bargain.
That's really cool. So actually, how do you become a Reno Blues Society member?
Well, real easy. You know, you can go to renobluessociety.org. That's our website. We've got an application there that they can just download. And then we've got a PayPal link on there where they can actually pay right online. Of course, we do that. We have a so-called table or a little booth that we set up at all of our events
right.
and our dances. And so they can join that night if they like. So, we've got about 200 members, and I've got over 400 on my email list. I'd like to convert some of those that are on my email list to members. But, we're real excited about this. And like I say, been around 26 years, we've been doing this fall dance for veterans. It was for 23 years, we did the MASH Bash. We did it around Veterans
right,
Day.
Right, I remember the MASH Bash.
And now this is the third year that we just changed it a little bit, moved it back a couple weeks to a Halloween dance. And this way, you can still dress up as a MASH character if you like, and we do still have some folks that come as Klinger or Radar or, whatever.
Hawkeye, whatever their
favorite thing. But now you can also come as a vampire or a Roman gladiator or whatever you want to do.
That's really cool. So, in addition to the music, what kind of food can we expect when we get there?
Well, we don't do food. This is we do almost all of our dances are at the Ramada.
Oh, I see.
So there is a restaurant there, but really, the people come there and they like to dance and of course listen to music. And
okay.
So we have a nice setup. You know, we have tables and chairs so that most of the folks will be able to sit at a table and a chair, and then we'll have a few overflow chairs along the perimeter of the. Of the conference center there at the Ramada. It's on the first floor. And if you don't have a table, you'll still be able to sit, and we'll be able to accommodate. And that room will seat up to about 300, and we're hoping we can have a sellout. It's been a while. We've had a couple of that. We've actually had sellouts, but this will be close to it, I think.
Okay, very cool. So in addition to all that, you got a 50-50 raffle going on. What does that entail?
We do 50-50 raffles. So basically what that is Half of that money will go to the local veterans organizations. The other half goes to the winner. And many times the person who wins that just donates it back because they know all those proceeds are going to veterans organizations.
Right.
So that's what the 50-50 is. And then we'll do some costume contests for, usually those are involved with, we have different categories, you know, best male costume, best female costume, and maybe best couple.
Okay.
And then those, what they do is we give them a couple of tickets. Each winning group gets a couple of tickets to our next dance.
Oh, great.
Which is our, that's in Mardi Gras. So let me talk just a little bit about what the Reno Blues Society does. So we basically do, we do four dances a year. So we do our Halloween Monster Mash. Then we do our Mardi Gras, which is always right around Mardi Gras, either the Saturday before or the Saturday after Fat Tuesday. Okay, mm-hmm. So and that date shifts, of course. It'll be, we're doing it February 29th this year or in 2020. We do a spring dance. That date floats a little bit. Usually that's end of April, early May. Mm-hmm. And then we do a, we kind of take the summer off because there's so many special events. And, you know, we do help out with, we have a table that the El Dorado's nice enough to give us a booth down at Barbecue Brews and Blues.
Oh, so that's really cool.
So we help promote that. And that's nice. And, we sell memberships and a little bit of merchandise and that kind of thing there. And then we do a fall dance the last couple of years, and we do that at a member's house. Usually that they've got a nice big yard, and then we bring in a local band to play, and we do
great.
A kind of a potluck barbecue, and that's just kind of a free dance, and that's just kind of our way of paying back our members for having a nice year.
Well, it sounds like a lot of benefits to becoming a member of the
Reno Blues
Society.
And it's only $20, so it's not like, geez, it's $100 or $50.
You don't
got to
pay your
$20
every time.
Well, For the dances, we'll always give our members either a drink ticket, which is what we're just starting to do this time for the Ramada.
Smart.
We used to just give them a $5 discount, and now we're trying to give the Ramada bar a little extra kick because they give us a real good deal on using the room, and then they want to make a little money at their bar, and so we're trying to generate a little extra business going their way.
All right. Well, then people need to support you for the Halloween Monster Mash. It is Saturday, October 26th, 6 to 11 p.m., That is a party for sure at the Ramada Inn, 1000 East 6th Street. And, hey, tell me where you can get tickets.
Well, you can get tickets if you go to, a lot of places. We've got, if you want to get them in person, you can go to Recycled Records or the Melting Pot Emporium, which are both in Midtown. You can go to Hippie's Pipe and Incense, which is on Victorian Avenue out in Sparks. And then you can get them online, renobluesociety.org. And we've got a little link there where you just for dance tickets. You just click on that. And just pay via PayPal that way. And then, of course, if you see, and then the board members, of course, get around to different events. We go to the museum the first Thursday and
right.
different things. So they run into us. We always carry tickets, and we're glad to sell them at that time as well.
Okay, very cool. And what veterans organizations are going to get the benefits?
Well, we haven't decided that, but the last year we split it. We gave a half to the Veterans Guest House and the other half to Adopt a Vet Dental. And those are both great. But in the past, we've helped them. We've also helped VAVS, which is the VA Veterans Administration Volunteer Services is what VAV stands for.
Oh, okay.
And they have a nonprofit group that they do a lot of different things for volunteers that are staying at the VA hospital. So, anyway, we haven't decided which of those two, but it'll be local organizations, so that money will help our veterans right here in Reno Sparks.
All right, that is fantastic. Jamie Klun from Reno Blues Society. Remember, get your tickets, renobluessociety.org. Thanks a lot, bud.
Thanks, Ian.